Third premise. This way of living, industrial civilization, is based on, requires, and will collapse very quickly without persistent and widespread violence. This way of living, industrial civilization, is based on, requires, and will collapse very quickly without persistent and widespread violence. I was doing a talk in Eugene, Oregon a few years ago, and afterwards this one guy, and it's significant he was a guy, said, you know, I'm very nonviolent. I don't see any violence in my life. You talk about this culture being violent. I don't see it. I see none of it. And the reason it's significant that it's a guy is, you know, very few women could say that, you know, given that 25% of all women in this culture are raped in their lifetime, and the 19% fend off rape attempts, and all the women I know say those figures are very low, and that the actual figures for sexual abuse of women, much higher. And never mind the fact that within this, I think it's in the United States, that one woman is beaten by her lover every, I think it's 8 seconds, or maybe 18 seconds. So it's like, a man, it's much easier for a man to say he doesn't see any violence in a woman. But in any case, he said he didn't see any violence. So first thing I said is, so where's your shirt made? And he looked and he said, this is made in Bangladesh. And I said, so do we need to talk about this? And he said, no, I think I get that. And I said, okay, well, I got something else, another question for you, which is, do you pay rent? And he said, yeah. I said, why? And he said, because I don't own? And I said, no, what would happen if you didn't pay rent? He said, well, I get evicted. And I said, well, I don't know what that means. Tell me what would happen. He said, well, the sheriff would come to my house. I said, stop right there. Okay, so the sheriff comes to your house, and it's just about dinner time, so you invite him in. And you say, hey, I was just finishing dinner. You want some? And he comes in, and he eats dinner with you. And then afterwards, you say, you know, your company has been kind of pleasant, but not really all that pleasant, so I would like for you to leave my home now. What would happen? He said, well, the sheriff would pull out his gun, and he'd say, you didn't pay your rent, so I'm here to evict you. I said, ah, so the reason you pay your rent is because if you don't, some guy with a gun is going to come and kick you out of your home. He's like, I don't get it. I said, okay, let's try again. You're really hungry. You go to the grocery store. You start eating. There's a lot of food there, you know? And what's going to happen? He said, well, they're going to call the sheriff, and he's going to come get me. I said, yeah, that guy's a real asshole, isn't he? And so I said, okay, so what this means is that in order to sleep, in order to survive on this planet, you have to pay someone. And in order to eat, in order to survive, you have to pay someone. And if you don't, some guy with a gun is going to come and do something bad to you. So maybe part of the reason that so many of us don't see this violence in our lives is because we're so fully metabolized into the system that we don't fight it. And if you don't fight it, then maybe the guns don't get pointed at you. And then I want to tie this to one more thing, which is that I was doing a talk in Massachusetts a few years ago, and this one guy afterwards said, you know, we're living way more sustainably now than we were 100 years ago. And I said, how could you possibly say that? He said, well, look around. We were inside, so it didn't count. But he said, after, when you go outside, look around, because there's a lot more trees in Massachusetts now than there were 100 years ago. I said, yeah, it's because you get your wood from South America. I mean, so you're simply exporting the violence. So that's another reason that so many of us don't see this violence, is because it's simply exported.